special guest on Brewers 360 today, sponsored by Holiday Automotive. Racine's own former Milwaukee Brewer and current Brewers broadcaster, Vinny Rotino, on the line with us this morning. Hey, Vinny.
What's up, guys? How are you guys doing? I love the intro.
Dude,
so flattering. Yeah.
I couldn't wait to have you on the show the next time because this was relatively recent. So I play in a tennis league, and our match was at Prairie School in Racine, which, if you know the area, is about as far east as you can go in southeast Wisconsin without getting wet. I mean, you're like a stone's throw from the lake, okay? Yeah. So we're in your home country there, and someone mistook me for you. Because apparently we can't have more than one Vinny in all of southeast Wisconsin.
No, you cannot. So, no, there's too many. You can only have one per capita, yeah.
So you'll love this. A guy then, the guy who mistook me for you, then tells another guy, yeah, that's Vinny Rotino. This guy had met you out at the ballpark some time ago and comes over to me and starts saying, hey, it's really great to see you again. Thanks for being so kind to us at the ballpark. My wife says hello. She had a wonderful day. And I'm going back thinking, geez, when was I at the ballpark? I don't know. Well, anyway,
he was
very impressed by you, Vinny.
Oh, well, that's very flattering, yes. I mean, some people have mistook me for you. So that hasn't actually happened yet.
It
is going to happen for sure, yeah.
All right, let's talk a little Brewers baseball. How tough are these West Coast roadies? I mean, you come out, you have a really emotional finish to the game against the Reds on Sunday, and then you zip off to the West Coast. You got the time change and everything. How difficult is it to play out West?
It is. I remember watching the Brewers as a kid and remembering, you know, when they would go out and play the Angels, and they would go out West, and it was difficult, play the Mariners. And it is the time change. So your body is used to being on the central time zone, and then you go out on the West Coast. And then coming back is also difficult as well, readjusting to the central time zone. It seems trivial, but it really is not. You saw it in their play last night. They were sloppy. The base running was not great, and then the defense was not great. That has been reliable. They haven't been hitting with runners in scoring position. However, they have still been winning. They won those two homestands against the Blue Jays and the Reds, a couple of hot teams. They did drop game one tonight. They're going to clear it. They've done it all year, just kind of mentally, just, okay, move on from yesterday's game and hopefully win the series. We'll see. They got to win tonight, clearly.
Silver lining is that it appears that William Contreras is okay. There had been a little concern that he might have been concussed by that tag out at the end of Sunday's game.
Yep. So he took a shot, didn't he? He took a big shot by Stuart Fairchild of the Cincinnati Reds. He hung on to the ball because he's a gamer. And you know what? It looks like he checks out. Okay, he did have the day off yesterday. So, and he actually, there's a spot for him to pinch hit late in the game, and he did not. So I'm sure Murph wanted to stay away, just give him the full day off, especially with the travel, like I said, and the time change and everything. So hopefully he's back in there tonight, and hopefully he gets back on track with a bat. And you know, he looks to be an all-star as well, so he is leading all of catchers in voting. So that is good. Brewers continue to vote because we want to see more Brewers in there for sure.
Talking with the Brewers broadcaster, Vinny Rotino, this morning. You know, you mentioned the runners in scoring position thing, Vinny, and, you know, my dad hits on that all the time. Oh, we leave guys stranded all the time, whatever. And he's not wrong. But I was at the Blues Jays game, what was the afternooner? Wednesday last week. Brewers twice left the bases loaded and got nothing for it. Yet, what I love about this team is they just keep coming. They just keep coming. And at some point, more often than not, they figure out a way.
Well, in the last seven games, you're right, Vince. In the last seven games, they're 9-for-66 with runners in scoring position. That's last in baseball in terms of batting average with runners in scoring position in that time span. But the 66 is third in all of baseball in terms of the chances that they've had with runners in scoring position. So they are continually putting pressure on opposing pitching staffs, opposing defenses, and eventually they're going to start getting hits. You know, and the other team's going to start making more mistakes with those situations just because of the volume of the amount of situations that they put themselves in with runners in scoring position. So they're going to be totally fine. The key is they continue to have quality at bats. The key is continue to put themselves and get those chances, and they will do that. It's too talented of a group at this point. Like, there's enough of a sample size to realize, okay, that's just a blip on the radar. They're going to start scoring runs again, especially in those big spots.
Vinny Rotino with us live on Brewers 360 this morning. Thanks, my friend.
Yeah, anytime, guys.
Room for two Vinnies in Southeast Wisconsin, don't you think, E?
Only two, though.
Only two. 7:50 on Wisconsin's Morning News.